from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Now, Matt, that's not nice. You just are offering right in front of you, and you just pushed it aside with a look of disdain that I haven't seen from any of our guests that we offered the Bill Gray's great play to.
I'm downwind, man, and it is pungent. Shout out to Bill Gray's. They make a great cheeseburger. I'm not about the meat. The collection of meat in the macaroni and cheese, sitting out in the sun for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
The plan originally, just so you know, was we were going to take that into the cooler, except the cooler in the hospitality tent. Only today did they put a lock on it.
Ah, that's a tough break.
Yeah.
I would have eaten it had you done that. So, you know.
All right, you know what? 6 o'clock, we're going to go over.
I got dinner plans tonight, actually, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, last night in Rochester, we're trying to make some dinner plans. What's the play, guys? Last night, I really haven't ventured out much. Pittsford Pub, it's a regular. It's so easy. It's
sure.
Right around the corner. Yep. They're great. But I'm looking to branch out today.
Are you thinking downtown? You got some higher expectations? You want to stay somewhere in the neighborhood?
Whatever's going to really just leave me saying, wow.
All right. I've got some suggestions for you. We'll talk afterward.
All right. Thank you.
We'll get to the
business. Anybody that wants to, you know, the Fan Rochester, you can tweet in or
X
in. Yeah,
absolutely. Send us your updates on where you think Perino should have his dinner tonight. Some place that's going to blow his mind. I've got a couple of places of mine I'll share with you.
Yeah, yes. Anywhere with a plate.
Yeah, well, right.
No, it's funny. You become like, you know, Elena knows that story. He's like, oh, well, Perino, he didn't really like it.
Yeah. You know, I picked through it. I was a soldier that day.
You were.
That night. I really was.
You really were. No, we give you gold stars for that. But Elena also mentioned that your food takes are trash, so we have to take that for what it's worth. Your mac and cheese take is terrible.
First of all, my mac and cheese take, you agree with Danger, so you even bringing it up. We've talked about this before.
Give me the take again.
The take is macaroni and cheese is generally overrated because how often do you get macaroni and cheese and you're like, yeah, that's elite macaroni and cheese.
Uh-huh.
Like, mid macaroni and cheese stinks. Nobody wants that. Like, I have one bite. If it's not up to the standard, it is off the plate, okay? Maybe I'm got a little bit of Sean McDermott in me. But, like, if you can't get up to that level, I don't want it on the plate. I don't want the carbs. I don't want the bloated.
I think it needs to have elite barbecue with it for the mac and cheese to be elite.
That's a great take.
I think that mac and cheese by itself needs to be spectacular, and it's really not the mac and cheese. You're probably liking it because there's some bacon in it or something like that.
I like that.
But if you have it with elite barbecue paired with mac and cheese, pretty good combination. Hard to screw up mac and cheese when you're having it next to some good brisket.
This is where I've got to step in because the executive producer is listening. She has elite mac and cheese.
Ooh.
So
I guess we know what Gino's having for dinner tonight.
Like, I get the sense from Elena that she'd be perfectly fine with an afternoon helping of Kraft. And, like, I'm just not living that lifestyle, dude. Like, I'm just not in that realm. And, like, that's okay if you are, But it's just not meeting my standard.
You're not 12 years old anymore,
exactly.
Man, fending for yourself in your parents' pantry.
I make it for my kids, and I won't even eat it. I'll have a peanut butter and jelly. Don't get me wrong. I'm not above that.
Yeah.
I love a good... By the way, if you have your choice, crunchy or creamy? I was having this conversation with somebody earlier.
I could go either way. Preference for me, I'm still probably going creamy.
Crunchy.
Crunchy. Yeah, crunchy. My man, Gino. Yeah. I'm a big crunchy guy. If I have the options, I'm never going creamy, but I mostly have creamy because my kids eat it.
Well, now we're getting off track here a little bit, but
bills,
that's okay.
Bills.
So now what we've done is we bypassed peanut butter altogether. And now we're just doing almond butter, but it's not really almond butter. It's just look at the ingredients. Just almonds. Almond butter is just almonds, and I kind of dig it.
I might just I did the white bread to wheat bread when I was in my 20s. Maybe my next health craze is going that route. We'll see.
Matt Perino, Syracuse Post Standard Shout Podcast. As today, practice, a little more than 2 hours. Look, this means tomorrow it's going to be really light, right? I'm not going to do anything heavy in the last day of camp.
Probably just because, they went heavy today. They're going to be ramping these guys up for the game on Saturday. I'd imagine it to be a little bit lighter, but we'll know. Like if they're in pads, I'd expect them not to be in pads tomorrow just as, trying to nurse some injury. That injury list is growing.
Yeah.
Daquan Jones dealing with a groin injury, missing his second day. That's something that's concerning to me. You look around the league, right, and I'm checking in on a couple beats, and obviously Miami, the AFC East, I'm always checking in. Jordan Poyer's missed 6 straight days of practice.
How did we not know about this until today?
I know, but it's like, isn't that like the movie that we've seen the last couple of summers?
Sure.
We were just talking about this in the podcast. It's like, in Daquan Hart or Daquan Jones entering, a season where he's in his 30s, he dealt with the injury last year. The groin is something as a defensive tackle, that's alarming. The one good piece of news for Bills fans is Dwayne Carter is looking like the real deal. He is rocketing up the depth chart throughout the course of training camp. They put out their first one today. He's that second team DT behind Ed Oliver. But that one technique, which what allows Ed Oliver and guys like Dwayne Carter to eat, Daquan Jones is so important to that. That to me is the biggest concern right now as we sit here entering the first preseason game.
Talk about that depth chart a little bit, Matt, because we saw Benford and Douglas on the first team. Not a surprise, but Elam has had a nice camp, and certainly if he continues to play the way we've seen him play at practice during a preseason game, I think he has an opportunity there to get some of those reps with the first team during the regular season.
I do. I still think it'll be more about keeping Benford in particular healthy. He plays such a physical style on the boundary, and he's had 2 straight years now where he's dealt with some kind of injury at some point in the season. Elam, what I think you're excited about is you tell Elam, we're going to try to get you snaps, we're going to try to get you in games, but you are, one injury away from being a guy, the guy at one of those spots. Douglas is still so good. Watching him out there on the practice field today, it's one mistake from a quarterback, and Josh Allen has not made a lot of them during training camp, but he's looking for Curtis Samuel. Douglas jumps the route. He takes it back for what would have been an interception for a touchdown. And Benford, he gives wide receivers and tight ends and running backs no plays off in coverage. When the pads are on, if I'm any of these guys, Keon Coleman, Curtis Samuel, James Cook, Dalton Kincaid, the last number I want to see on the opposite side is 47, because he gives people the business. And you could see the frustration level that he forces onto some of these players. And I still think that they're locked in. Can Kyrie Elam kind of break through and get some reps? Sure. But it's only a rotation. I don't think he's going to unseat any of these guys.
Matt Perino, Syracuse Post Standard of Shout Podcast, witnessing practice this morning. It's only one play, so I just kind of throw that disclaimer out there. But we did see James Cook drop one today, so two. Okay.
It was two plays.
Two plays.
Now, the one play at the beginning of practice is under review because it was right around the goal line, so it might have been a touchdown, but Benford comes in, swats the ball out, the ball hits the ground. He had a couple drops early in training camp. Then later in practice, I think the play you're talking about is he catches a ball in the flat on a short one that you're looking for. All right, some run after the catch. Damar Hammond comes flying in. Nice play for him, but he immediately slaps the ball out, and you're like, James, we're an hour away from you just putting it on the grass down here on the goal line. You have to secure that ball. And the headline of our podcast today after practice is, do the Bills have a James Cook ball security problem? I think you can make an argument that they do. And, James or Ray Davis, he's had his own you know, bouts of ball security issues this training camp, but he's a rookie. He's in a different kind of pot. I wonder if we get into the season, and this continues to be a storyline, if you don't, we've already seen Ray Davis, because of Ty Johnson's unavailability, kind of rocket up to that RB2 spot. Is it something where Ray Davis is now going to start taking away reps and snaps from James Cook? Because in the back of your mind, if you're Joe Brady or Sean McDermott, do you have that fear? And is the amount of wiggle room in these games not as wide because you don't have Stephon Diggs anymore, you don't have Gabe Davis anymore? I still think this is going to be a good offense. But in your mind, when you're making mistakes and you still have Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen, it's a different mindset than now what it's going to be if you put yourself in a hole, if you're playing from behind. And James Cook has shown over the he's had some – he hasn't had a ton of mistakes, but the mistakes that seem always in the worst spots.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the wide receiver position. Have you seen enough from MVS? If we were to ask you right now, is he on the final 53? What do you need to see this preseason from him?
That's the thing. I've been talking about it with fans for the last couple of weeks. I don't think it's about the preseason from MVS. I mean, I think the thing that you're watching for is that he doesn't look like he's lost a step. You're not seeing drops. There was a drop or two today, which I think, like, you rewind the clock to the last 2 years in Kansas City, and that was the biggest complaint out of their fan base. I think that guaranteed money is something, and the relationship with Josh Allen and the previous experience in the playoffs is something that, you know, on their wide receiving group, there isn't there. I mean, Curtis Samuel hasn't played a lot of playoff games, if any. You know, Khalil Shakir, he's the one guy that has it. Keon Coleman, the rookie, and Mac Hollins, I don't even know if he's played in a playoff game yet. And if he has, maybe in Philly, I don't know if he had much of a role. So that's the one thing that MVS has in his back pocket going into this preseason is, like, I love the camp darlings. I love the Tyrell Shavers and the Zach Davidsons as a content man.
Yeah.
Like, it pays the bills this time of year. But we've seen it before. Everybody was ready for Isaiah Hodgins to be a 1,000-yard wide receiver until we got to the regular season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
And he wasn't.
Well, I bring it up because if they only carry five and you've got KJ Hamler, who's made plays with the first team and who's going to be first to get crack at kick returns and punt returns, is there more value to bringing Hamler on board the final 53 than keeping MVS, even though you've committed that guaranteed money?
No, because I don't know how much you could trust KJ Hamler, A, as a player at this point with so many years since his production. He's in the Chase Claypool pot in that department. And then also the availability. You're going to give a roster spot to a guy and have him be on the roster, and every time he's had any kind of opportunity, he's been hurt. So I think, like, Hamler for me is, unless he definitively wins the returner job, he's a guy that you try to get back on the practice squad, you know, and if an opportunity pops up, I mean, they got guys that can return kicks. Like, you know, I like the idea of even like a Ty Johnson in that role. I know he hasn't really done it in practice, but you could put him back there. You could put Ray Davis if you're looking for a chance to get him in. I think the running backs are going to be the ones that really have the success early in this new kickoff role. And I think Daquan Hardy is a guy that you're not going to risk losing. He has some juice in that department. If he makes the roster, I know he's listed right now as the number two slot corner behind Taron Johnson. He hasn't been that out there. They've relied more on Cam Lewis in that spot. But, you know, that's going to be the conversations that Brandon Bean has to have, and we're going to have so many of them. I mean, there's guys like Daquan Hardy, K.J. Hamler, Davidson, Shavers, you know, even like an offensive lineman like a Tylan Grable, who's been a mainstay on the second team. Can you keep 10 offensive linemen if you're keeping all these other guys and all these little specific roles? And with the injuries at safety, what do you do? I mean, you could probably throw Edwards and Bishop on injured reserve and have them out of the equation, and that kind of helps you out. Maybe you only keep three safeties at the start because you're not worried about losing Kareem Jackson and Terrell Burgess, who, by the way, made a play today in practice. But a lot of funny, funky conversations at the end of this 53 when we get here over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, the offensive line, the second string, Matt, that's kind of what I'm looking at. And I know it's not the most exciting topic, but to me, that seems like the position that is really deep, that, oh, somebody is going to get cut that is actually going to potentially end up on another 53, which leads me to think, all right, is Brandon Bean picking up the phone and maybe shopping any of these guys and maybe looking at another position, say safety?
I think if you're Brandon Bean, you're calling all 31 teams and asking them if they'll give you anything for Lyle Collins. And I think that's how you satisfy this. And I hate to say it that way, and I'm kind of joking, but he just hasn't been very good. And the problem is, then you deal with the knee injury. You see him out there on the field every day. He's got a huge brace on his one knee. He's got something going on down on the other calf. And it's like, you know, he's played a lot of snaps in this league. And I think that you have some versatility with Alec Anderson and is it Alex Anderson?
Alec Anderson, yeah.
Is it Alec? Because yeah, Josh Alec called him Alec or Alex today.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm going to have to go to the pronunciation guy.
The way we've seen Anderson play at practice, you mess up his name, he might throw down.
Yeah, he's not going to be happy about that at all. Clapp can play center and both guard spots. You have Grable, for as much as I've talked about him at tackle, he can play the guard spots as well. So you have three guys there, Grable being a draft pick that I think has the advantage over some of these guys. And then Van Pran Granger's making this team. I think this is going to be a developmental year for him. The more I've seen in training camp, there's been some nice moments, a lot of like young moments. And center's a hard position to play out of the gate in the NFL. Few guys do it and do it at a high level. You had Landon Dickerson came in a couple years ago with Philadelphia, and they put him at guard, playing next to Jason Kelsey. And I think now that Kelsey's retired, they're moving him back over there. I got to check in on that beat. But it's hard. Even some of the best prospects take some time to figure it out at that spot. So to me, this is kind of like a redshirt year for Van Pran Granger.
What do you need to see, and who do you need to see on the field Saturday, Matt?
I don't think we're going to see a lot of starters on either side of the ball. And I know that, like, you know, maybe they come out and they do a series, they do a quarter, maybe they play some of their starters. But what I really need to see is Chase Claypool get on the field, number one. It looks like he's ramping up. He was doing more today off to the side than he's been. But he's in, like, survival mode at this point. I mean, he's way down the depth chart. Shavers has definitely passed him with his summer performance. So we need to see something from him. I think, you know, Ray Davis can go a long way at solidifying things for himself with a strong performance. And on the defensive side of the ball, I'm watching Jamarcus Ingram. Jamarcus Ingram is going to be a guy that if he establishes himself and does a lot of what he's been already doing on the practice field in the game, I don't think the Bills are going to be too super aggressive looking at the cornerback position. They seem comfortable there. And then it's safety. Who is going to be the safety outside of Hamlin and Rapp, who I don't even know how much Rapp, if at all, plays, and then Hamlin might get a series or two. Who steps up in that group of guys that I don't think that there's a lot of expectation. And Kendall Williamson is the guy that's listed the highest of all these guys, including Mike Edwards, who they brought him. He's listed over him. So there's a lot of questions in the secondary. Does Matt Milano get a little bit of burn to get, you know, shake some of the rust off? He's looked like he's done a lot of that over the last couple of weeks. I don't know, though. I think Milano's a guy that you just want to, like, breeze through the preseason.
Yeah.
You work out some of that when you get to the regular season.
Matt, if I'm projecting storylines after the game, and the disclaimer here being we make way too much of the preseason, right? It's one play. It's not the absolute. But that being said, Tyler Bass, if he... Yeah, I just see you wince there. Like, what if on Saturday I need to see Bass just make a few kicks and just have that confidence and let whatever's happened, because missing a couple out there today.
It wasn't even about the missed field goals for me today. It was like how he was kicking the ball. Like, did you guys notice it was like spinning like sideways? Like, I've watched Tyler Bass kick for the last couple of years, and the one thing is like you almost get used to the repetition of it. He end over end. I mean, he kicks a really nice ball. And I'm now no special teams specialist, kicker specialist, but they just didn't look right, and they were coming off, and it was a little windy, but they all went, they were all kind of like veering off to the right, and that last miss was about as bad a miss that I've seen him make in practice, and you know, it's a concern. And they released Jack Browning, and you thought that, you know, one of the big things that would have kept him in that competition was his ability to hold. How much of today's performance was on Bass versus Martin? I mean, the only person that could really assess that is Matthew Smiley and Tyler Bass and Sam Martin. And I don't know how much they're going to be giving us in terms of the truth when it comes to whose actual responsibility that is. So, yeah, we're going to be watching it closely. I think Bass is a concern. I think that whole kicker-holder exchange is the concern. I'm still real downwind from this plate, man. I'm fighting through it. I'm fighting through it, and it's hard to concentrate.
Matt,
you help yourself, man. I know you don't mind.
I'm going to abstain. You know, Bill Graves does a great plate, makes a great burger. Maybe I'll do a little Bill Graves burger tonight. I don't know. Maybe I'll do a little hit that on the way out tomorrow.
Before we let you go, we got to get your take on your observation on Josh Allen through the course of camp, because it was the big storyline coming into camp. Will he ascend into this new kind of leadership role? There was a moment on Monday during the closed session, close to the fans, that there was, it was the Isabella play where Isabella gets injured, and Josh Allen is steamed. He's heated, more so than I've ever seen before, and I loved it. I absolutely loved seeing him get after the defense for what he considered to be a BS play and a play that ends up injuring one of his wide receivers. Have you seen more of that, or was that an isolated incident? And regardless if that was isolated or not, in your eyes, that's what we want to see out of him going into this season, right? A little bit more passion, a little bit more intensity.
I think I've always seen that part of it, like what you're referring to, like the standing up for teammates, like getting in guys' face, like, you know, I've been at like, you know, non-padded practices where he's gotten into it with Ed Oliver over the years, or, you know, I think back even like early in his career, I thought there was one exchange he had in a practice with Lorenzo Alexander. So I mean, that fire has always been there, but in terms of like the organizational structure, there is really nowhere else to go at the top other than Allen. From a money perspective, from an experience perspective, I mean, two guys rank in the top 100 on this team in the NFL voting thing, and I know that's to be taken with a grain of salt, but like, Josh Allen is the franchise. There's no other megastars on this roster anymore. I mean, Diggs, he had so much pull in the room. He was such a favorite of the locker room that I think that was always at play too. Like, all right, which style do we lead? Do we lead the starting quarterback who grows a mustache so he can be with one of the guys on the team with Connor McGovern and Dave Edwards? Or we follow Diggs, who's walking in a Gucci suit and who, you know, if you get out of line, he's going to bark. You know, I think now Josh Allen could have a little bit of bark and a little bit of stash, and that's okay. And he's got his own kind of vibe to the way that he leads. The thing I'm going to be looking for more than anything from Josh Allen this year is like, when it really comes down to in the moment, in the heat of a really tight game against a playoff contender, Super Bowl contender, or division rival, is he going to hold those guys accountable in a more assertive way on the sideline that we haven't seen yet? And I know that that's like window dressing to a degree. Like, you want to see that, right? Maybe he's doing it. But like, I think that would go a long way to assert himself as the alpha leader of this team, to like, hey, if it's not right on the sideline, like, he's going to hold you accountable to it.
Well, we've got some feedback here, Matt, before you go. John writing in, if you want to hit Fairport up, you can go to the Rustic Taco, Preservation Brewing, Trip Hanner, Iron Smoke. Aaron writing in, Perino Bitter Honey, and get the nachos to start. Bob writing in, Red or Velvet Belly. So there are all suggestions.
I'll give you the real lowdown on all those places, Matt.
Wow, direct shots at the fan base. I don't like it, Danger.
Oh, I'm not taking shots at what they're saying. Those are all great suggestions. I'm going to give them to you in tears.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna
listen.
It's fantasy football season, so I'm talking about tiers, and we're gonna tier those for you.
I am all aboard. that hype train. Let's go.
What are you and Ryan working on for the pod, and what can we expect out of you guys here at Syracuse.com?
Pod is live now. You can go check that out. We will have, I think Ryan's working up something on some thoughts on the depth chart that came out today. My observations from practice will be up later this afternoon. We'll have you covered fully for the preseason game here this weekend. And, of course, the lovely post-game stock up, stock down report, which is always a crowd favorite.
Danger, I loved hanging out with Ryan and Matt. I felt like they're a producer, helping them with signage and everything.
Having been to the get-together, I couldn't make this year because it was on the same day as my daughter's 20th birthday, and I apologize for
priorities.
You knew I was there last year.
I would have been mad at you.
Last year was a show. I mean, you guys had a good crowd. It was almost felt like they should block off the street for the Shout podcast.
They probably wish they did block off the street, because I finally figured out my audio equipment. And I had the speaker, and you could hear it probably four or five blocks down the road on Park Ave. I bet you the people over at CVS across the street were like, turn that thing off.
They're used to it. Matt, thanks for the time, as always, buddy.
Anytime, boys.
You got Matt Perino joining us here in the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat. Our camp coverage brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Avenue, Ridge Road, Webster, aceswim.com, and Maddie's Motorsports locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville. Maddie's Motorsports.com. Happy hour next in the sports bar.
Yeah, we heard from Josh Allen earlier in the show from his press conference that he's growing a mustache. Why? Because Connor McGovern put him up to it. And David Edwards, for that matter. We will hear from Connor McGovern, Buffalo Bills center, and get his thoughts here as he's a new leader on this offense.
We'll have that for you. We'll have a recap of today's practice, the second-to-last practice here at St. John Fisher University, all on the way as we continue live from Buffalo Bills training camp on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.